A sitting chazan is someone that obviously is sitting down and can't stand up. The question is, can we be chazan? Can we bring him into shul and tell him, please, be our chazan. We'd love for you to be our chazan. Can a sitting chazan be a chazan? A gentleman's in a wheelchair. He cannot stand up. Can he be a chazan? So in order to answer this question, because our heart really breaks, the gentleman was a chazan all these years. He unfortunately is now limited to a wheelchair. Can he be a chazan? This is a very, very loaded question. And from an emotional point of view, my answer would be absolutely. But halachically, we have to establish, is there any sort of a barricade, or is there any limitation within halacha that prevents this gentleman from being a chazan? So in order to answer that question, let us please look in the halacha. There is a halacha with regard to standing during davening, and that's with regard to duchening. The top of your source sheet says, En mevarchin ela b'loshon ha-kodesh u've'amida. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, V'chol zehu min ha-Torah. This is not just a wonderful thing that the Kohanim stand up and bless the people in duchen, but they must do it, and it's the Oraisa learned out from Sukkim. And what is the Pasuk? L'sharto u'levarech b'shmo. He shall give services and bless in his name. Mashevut ba'amida hachanami brocha. Just like the services that he gives in the Beis HaMikdash when he brought the korbanos were done standing up, because in the Azara, you're not allowed to sit down at all, except if you're one of the kings from the Malchei Beit David. So too, when he goes ahead and he gives the bracha, he has to stand up, because in the Pasuk, there's a Hekesh, two words are written next to each other. Lisharto ulevarech bishmo. He shall give services and shall bless in his name. And because they're both put together, just like services are given standing, so too, when he blesses the people, he has to do so standing. Excellent. So, from duchening, we have a source that you have to stand up. Comes along the Mordechai in Maseches Brachos and brings a story in a Yerushalmi in Sota that says that Rabbi Yochanan was in a certain place and he saw someone that when he gets an Aliyah, he was leaning on the bima, and he told him, you can't. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, it says, Va'ata po amodi mati, and you shall stand here with me. Because Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah standing up, so too, when you receive the Torah, when you get an Aliyah, you have to stand up. But the gentleman said, Amar lei bal basarani. Fortunately, I have a lot of flesh, meaning, unfortunately, I'm very, very overweight, and therefore, I can't stand up. I need to lean on something. Behitir lo, says the Mordechai, he got a heter, of al-ashar adam asr. So, duchening, aliyah, standing up. Got it. Ve'kol sheken b'tfila. Then the Mordechai makes a jump, not written in this Yerushalmi, and says, and of course this is true with regard to davening, namely Shmoneh Esrei. Shenemar brings a pasuk, la'amod l'sharet. He shall stand up, and he shall give services. Misefer HaRokeach. This is all taken from the Rokeach. So this is not such a good source, and therefore I wrote question marks. I find it shaky. Number one, I did an absolute search on the Bar Ilan program. I could not find this Yerushalmi in Sota anywhere. I did a search on the Yerushalmi in general, couldn't find it. Perhaps it's there, I didn't find it. Whoever's listening and can find it, please send it to me. Number two, even if the source exists, it's talking about laning. Who told the Mordechai to make the jump to davening? And number three, the pasuk he brings for davening, La'amod l'sharet, is talking about a coin in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that have to do with me davening in a shul or at home? Now, of course, there's a lot of correlation between the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash and davening. True. We daven based on the time that they brought korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, Shachris Mincha, and the leftover parts, Ma'ariv. There's a lot of correlation. But it doesn't govern the way we daven. No one will say when you daven you have to hold a knife in your hand just like the Kohen did when he was about to shech the animal. So therefore, it's a very shaky source that he says, Shene'emar la'amod l'sharet, because it's not even talking about davening. And number three, the Rokeach. I did a search on the Sefer HaRokeach as well, by virtue of the computer, could not find the source. So it's all very shaky. Even if the Rokeach exists. And even if we can find a correlation between davening and duchening, to be precise, davening and Beis HaMikdash work. And even if we can go ahead and say this Yerushalmi exists, we have an absolute source in our Bavli saying the opposite. Tanu Rabbanan, rabbis taught, riding on a donkey and the time of davening comes, what do? You're on the donkey, you're traveling from here to there, what shall you do? So, you have a few choices. You can stop the donkey and daven. You can sit on the donkey and daven. The Gemara says, Imeshal Mishio Choset Chamaro, if you have someone that can hold your donkey for you, Yared Lamata Vayit Palel, get off the donkey, someone will make sure the donkey doesn't run away, and you daven for 5 minutes. Vim Lav, and if you don't have someone to watch your donkey, Yeshev Mkomovi Palel, stay where you are and daven sitting down. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe on the other hand disagrees with this line of thinking and says, Ben kach uven kach yeshev bimkomo v'yitpalel. In any case, you shall sit down and daven. Why, says Rebbe? L'vishein dato miyushevet alav. Because a person cannot have kavana. Just think about it. You stop your car on the side of the highway, and you're going to daven. You lock your car. No problem. As you're davening, you're thinking about your God and the God of your forefathers, or are you thinking about, I hope I don't get run over by the cars. I hope my kippah doesn't fly off because of the wind that the cars are doing when they zoom by. I hope no one breaks into my car. Says Rebbe, you won't have kavana, so daven in your car. And the Gemara paskins like Rebbe, halacha ke Rebbe, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tzadik Dalet, Siyif Dalet and Vav. This is a very important Shulchan Aruch. The story I've always told you about the gentleman on the plane that as we were landing was standing up for his Shemoneh Esrei, he refused to sit down, and I afterwards showed him the Shulchan Aruch, and he said, I can't look at it. Because what did I show him? I didn't show him a book. I showed him the Shulchan Aruch on my smartphone. And of course he says, I don't look at smartphones. Hayar rochev al hachamor, ein sarich lereid ulehit palel, afilu im yeshlo mishetofes chamoro, elamit palel derech ilucho. If a person is driving, he does not have to get up. He stops the car and he davens. Fechen haya b'sfina al gabei karon. If he's on a boat or he's on a wagon, in other words, and on an airplane, let's say, in yecholam odomeit. If he can stand up, he can stand up. If he's on a bus and he can stand up, he stands up. Ve'im lav and he can't, yoshev b'mkomo umit palel. He sits down and he goes ahead and davens sitting down. Gentlemen, this is a very, very important source. If you're on a plane and you can stand up because the seatbelt sign is not on, go to the back where it doesn't bother people and daven. On the other hand, if you go cannot, you sit down and daven. Absolute halacha. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, if you're sick in bed, you can just turn to your side and daven. And the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Kesef Mishneh, V'zakein, our case of someone old who's in a wheelchair. She'ino yachola amod, he's in a wheelchair. Yeshev bimkomo v'yitpalel. If he can get up and do the proper kriyot, namely he can bow down the four times we bow down, fine. But obviously he can't. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Mishnah Berurah echoes it. Our case, the man can definitely sit down. So we see that even if the Mordechai sources are solid, quite frankly there's a Gemara, Mefurash in the Bavli, Meseches Brachos, Tav Lamed Amud Aleph, Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Dalet of Orach Chaim, Seif Dalet and Vov, that if you cannot stand up, you can daven sitting down, and the Mishnah Berurah points out in the name of the Kesef Mishneh, which of course is the Shulchan Aruch himself, Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Kesef Mishneh, Zaken Shana Yechol Amud, Yeshev Bimkomo V'Yitpalel. So clear cut, it seems fine. A guy who cannot stand up, he's in a wheelchair, can daven sitting down. Finished. End of story. Here's the problem. In that same Gemara, we have another story about Ravashi. This Ravashi is going to go ahead and make you nervous. Ravashi matzli b'hadi tzibura. Ravashi was giving a public lecture, says Rashi. He didn't daven beforehand. He had to somehow get in davening before Zman Kriyat Shema. Now, Kriyat Shema includes saying two brachos before Kriyat Shema, a bracha afterwards, and Shmoneh Esrei. Now, how is he going to pull that off when 100 people in the lecture hall are looking at him? Any ideas? He should excuse himself He's giving the lecture. People go there. He says, "Whoops, I forgot to daven." First of all, he embarrasses himself. He didn't daven before the lecture. And number two, he also goes ahead and embarrasses all the people. Maybe some people there didn't daven. Number three, people are looking at him. So he had a good trick. He went ahead and he did the following. How do you usually translate? How do you have a lecture in the times of the Gemara? You have a translator. He had a translator. So what did he do? Instead of saying, "Hello, my name is Rav Ashi," and it was translated into the language, "and I'd like to give a lecture today about davening, sitting down." He didn't do that. He started his lecture, he gave off 7 minutes in Hebrew. And then came along the Meturgaman, the gentleman who was translating, and had to translate 7 minutes worth of a lecture. And what did Rav Ashi do when he was translating? He sat down on a chair, everyone thought he was listening, just covered his mouth, and started to say the Birkos Kriyat Shema. He covered his eyes for a moment to say Shema Yisrael, perhaps. Not Ma'akev, maybe he didn't. He davened Shmoneh Esrei, because you have to somech ge'ula l'tfila, all sitting down. So, nice trick. So we have a Gemara saying you can daven sitting down. We have a story of Rav Ashi saying you can not only daven sitting down, but we have an absolute story of Rav Ashi doing it in public, in order for people not to even know he was davening. Now comes our problem. Ki haviate levete, when he came home, hader umatzle me'umad. When he got home, he davened again, standing up. Why did he do that? We just learned in that same daf in the Gemara, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that if you can't stand up, you can daven sitting down. Which is what Rav Ashi did. He couldn't stand up for reasons beyond him. He was in the middle of a lecture hall. He couldn't stand up. So why, in the name of all that's holy, did Rav Ashi go ahead and daven again? So as Bruce says, if a person has ketchup next to him and he didn't use the ketchup bottle, there's three ways to interpret it. Number one is the ketchup is not kosher. Number two is he loves ketchup, but there was nothing left in the bottle. And number three is perhaps he doesn't like ketchup at all. So why didn't he use the ketchup? Maybe because he doesn't like ketchup, or because there was no ketchup left in the bottle. Or it's not kosher. So we have the same thing with the Rav Ashi story. There's three different interpretations in the Rishonim as to why he davened again. The Tosfos just simply brings in the name of the Reish Mem, I believe it's Rabbeinu Meir, that he davened again when he got home. He had to daven there because the Zman Kriyat Shema was passing. But when he got home, he davened again. Based on that, the Beis Yosef deduces that because the Tosfos just brings the story without interpretation, Nirah midivrehem, it seems from them, we can deduce, Shemishit mitpalel miyushav medina chayav lachzor liyitpalel meumad. Whoever goes ahead and davens sitting down has to daven again standing up. The Meiri says the same thing in the name of the Yesh Omrim. Whoever learns the Meiri knows that the Meiri brings many interpretations. So he says, some say. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says, Lahalacha. In the same very chapter, Tzadi Dalit, 94, that he says you can daven sitting down if you're on a boat, and if you're on a wagon, and if you can't stand up, he says, Mishuhu Chrachli Palel Miyushav, whoever had to daven sitting down, Keshe Yuchal, when he gets to the airport, when he docks the boat, when he comes home, after a trip, Tzarich lachzor l'itpalel me'umad. He has to go ahead and daven again. So according to the Tosfos, if you daven sitting down, you have to daven again standing up if you're physically able. Davening sitting down is flawed. It's okay, but it's flawed, so you have to daven again. So obviously, davening sitting down is not something that according to Tosfos we're supposed to do. No choice, no choice, but if you have a choice, you can't do it sitting down. That's interpretation number one. So, you can daven sitting down, but you should go ahead and daven again standing up according to interpretation number one. Who taught us that? Rav Ashi. He davened sitting down, he had no choice. And when he had the choice, or to be more precise, when he had the avenue, he did it standing up. Very good. All nice and well. Let's continue. Comes along the Rashi, and says, that's not the reason why Rav Ashi davened again. He says, Chozeru mitpalel me'umad l'chaven et libo. He says, why did Rav Ashi daven again? Because the first time, the 150 people were looking at him, so he said the words. He went through the motions without the emotion. He
he went ahead and said the words without kavanah. So therefore, you had to daven again. But if you had kavanah sitting down, you were on an airplane, no one was bothering you, you had the proper kavanah, according to Rashi, do you daven again? No! Rav Ashi didn't have the kavanah. If you have the kavanah, you don't have to daven again. The Beis Yosef is quick to point out, mi u'efshar haya lomar dahaynu dafko b'kagon Rav Ashi, she'ya mechaven b'tfilato. This is Rav Ashi. He always had kavanah. The one day he was in public, and he had that public lecture, he didn't have kavanah, he davened again. Says our Beis Yosef, aval kagon anu. I love that line. Me. Our guys. I live in the 16th century Tzfat. I started out in Spain, Portugal, eventually made it to Tzfat. My guys, she'ein anu mechavnim b'tfilateinu, we never have kavanah. Lo yachzor lid palel. V'chemo shekatav rabbeinu b'shem ha-rosh. The Torah paskins in the name of the Rosh, that if you never have kavanah, obviously, you don't daven again, because you didn't have kavanah the first time, you won't have kavanah the second time. So, according to the second interpretation, Rav Ashi davened standing up. There's no problem with it. It's not a flawed davening. It's a good davening. But he didn't have kavanah that day because everyone was looking at him. If you're on a plane or you're in a wheelchair every day and you have kavanah, you don't have to daven again, in accordance with what the Gemara says before. So interpretation number one is if you daven sitting down, you have to daven standing up again, because it's a flawed davening. And number two is that's only if you don't have kavanah. If you have kavanah, you don't have to. Interpretation number three, the Meiri says, Sherov ha-mefarshim, the majority of the mefarshim on the Gemara says that due respect, if you daven sitting down, you don't have to go ahead and stand up again. Finished. B'dievet yatsa, this whole Rav Ashi story, very nice. Why did Rav Ashi do it? Shemachmir haya al atzmo, he had a personal chumrah. But you have no obligation to daven again standing up. The Rambam, the famous Rambam that says there's eight things you should be careful of when you daven, but if you don't do them, it's not ma'akev. Meaning you should be doing them, but if you don't do them, it doesn't go ahead and require you to repeat your davening. And one of them is amida. You have to stand up. Thus, what do we call Shmon Esrei? Well, I don't know anyone that calls it Chasrei. What do we call Shmon Esrei? Amida. You're supposed to stand up. Says the Rambam, it's not ma'akev. Ima yadachuk o ne'enas o sha'avar ve'lo asa'ota ne'en ma'akvin ve'eluhen. The first one on the list is the Amida. And the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, who learned the Shulchan Aruch, that says if you have to daven stand sitting down, you have to repeat it, said with due respect, uledina, halacha. Hiskimu ha'achronim, the achronim agree, and he quotes the Mogen Avram, the Prima Gadim, she'ein tzarich lechzor lehitpalel shenit, ve'chein ha'min ha'ag, she'ein ovrei drachim she'hitpalelu baderech b'miyushav, chuzim mipalelim shenit. Thus, says the Mishnah Brura, that according to the majority of the achronim, you daven sitting down, finished. You do not have to go ahead and stand up. So as you could see here, we have an absolute source in the Gemara that says you can daven sitting down, and you don't have to stand up if you're not physically able, or you just can't because you're on an airplane and it's seatbelt time. The question is, do you have to daven again standing up? Because Rav Ashi did that when he davened sitting down. According to one interpretation, Tosfos Shulchan Aruch, yes, you should daven again standing up, because the davening was flawed. But the majority of poskim, both Rashi and the Rov Mefarshim and the Meiri, says you don't have to. Both for two different reasons. Rashi says you don't have to, and Rav Ashi did it because the first time he davened, he didn't have kavanah. Thus, have kavanah when you're sitting down, and you can daven sitting down. That's the way the Beis Yosef says we paskin, and he says, us, for sure, this is true, because we never have kavanah. So therefore, we have no reason to daven again, because the second time you won't have kavanah. And if you think the Beis Yosef is crazy, look at davening today, look at the amounts of cell phones people are holding together with their sitter, and I'm not talking about those davening out of a cell phone, I'm talking about those davening with a sitter, but they're looking at their cell phone. You understand that the kavanah won't go up when you daven again standing up. So therefore, according to Rashi, Rav Ashi was a very special case. He did not have kavanah the first time. Had he had kavanah, then there would be no problem. He would just daven sitting down and go about the rest of his day. But, according to the Meiri, which brings the Rov Mefarshim, and the Rov Achronim in the Mishnah Brura, if you daven sitting down, you don't have to stand up and daven again, and The reason Rav Ashi did it was simply because he was machmir on himself. Therefore, in terms of Hilchos Tefillah per se, the laws of prayer, a gentleman in a wheelchair can lechatchila daven sitting down. Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, I read it again, that a person that is rocheva lachamor ein tzarich lared lihitpalel, if you're on a donkey, you don't have to get up and daven standing up. And therefore, choleh mitpalel afilu shochev al tzido, you can even lie down in bed and turn to your right or your left. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the same Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, which he wrote, Zaken Shein Hayachola Amod Yeshev Bimkomo V'Yitpalel. So our gentleman in the wheelchair can daven Lechat Chila Shmonesrei, sitting down, no ifs, ands, and buts. He'll throw the Rav Ashi story at me, that he davened standing up, and then you throw the Rav Ashi story at me, where he davened sitting down, and then stood up? Well, indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin space on the Tosfos, that that's what you have to do. If you daven sitting down, then when you get off the airplane, you should daven standing up. This gentleman can't stand up, so that's not an option for him. The Shulchan Aruch will have to live with it, that his davening will be flawed for the rest of his life. But guess what? The majority of the Rishonim and the Achronim say, if you daven sitting down, it is a perfect davening. Perfect. No issue. Why did Rav Ashi repeat his davening standing up? According to the Meiri, which is the Rov HaMefarshim, and the Rov HaAchronim of the Mishnah Berurah, because he was machmer himself. But that's not something you have to tell everyone, especially someone that physically can't do it. According to Rashi, the only reason he repeated davening was because he didn't have kavanah the first time. 150 people in the lecture hall were looking at him, the poor guy. So he didn't have kavanah. So when he went home, he davened properly, with proper kavanah. But if you had kavanah the first time, there's no reason to daven again. Thus we see that according to the laws of prayer, the laws that govern the Amidah, unlike Duchening, unlike Aliyah, there is no obligation for this gentleman in a wheelchair to stand up. He can daven sitting down. If you can stand up, you must. But if you can't, it's lechatchila for you to sit down and daven. If for some reason we found a source that says you have to stand up during davening, we would tell this gentleman, listen, you're an anus, you have no choice, no more davening for you. But guess what? Very simple Shulchan Aruch, just like we can daven on an airplane sitting down, we can daven in a car sitting down, we can daven on a bus sitting down, so too we can daven sitting down in a wheelchair. According to the majority of the Rishonim, you don't even have to daven again standing up if you're physically able, and this guy, of course, is not physically able, so from the perspective of the laws of prayer, he is absolutely covered. However, gentlemen, there's one thing we're not going to deal with today, and that is the following question. This is all fine and good and dandy for the personal davener. But could this person be a chazan for all of us? From the laws of prayer, we understand he can sit down. But if he's a chazan, a shliach tzibur, can he or must he stand up? God willing, we will continue exactly there. If this will cause contention within the congregation, must he then stand up, or do we make a policy that if you're in a wheelchair, you shouldn't be chazen? Daven for sure, that's lechatchila, we showed it today, but not be a chazen. God willing, next week we'll see, is there an obligation as a chazen, as a shliach tzibur, to stand up? Namely, for the laws of prayer, you don't have to stand up, but out of respect, a reverence for the congregation, perhaps you do.